Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Hello, my friends. Welcome to this week's episode. And today I want to talk to you about marketing. And so marketing is one of those things that makes a lot of people nervous or feel icky or yucky or whatever word you want to put there. So I really want to focus on kind of reframing how you think of marketing. First of all, marketing is not the same as selling. Marketing and sales are really two different things. And if you're somebody who likes systems like myself and flowcharts, marketing comes before sales, right? And marketing is all about awareness. It's not about selling, okay? It's about awareness. So one of the things that really helped me when I was getting started, because, you know, I knew nothing about marketing when I started my business, zero. And what I did know was incorrect. I thought that you could market to everybody and that you could have everybody who needed help and that you didn't have to niche down. And I mean, all these things that I thought to be true ended up not being true. And they were just because, of ways that I used to think about marketing. But I was an employee, not a business owner. So you have to kind of reframe marketing. First of all, remember, it's not selling. So the best thing for me was to think of marketing as sharing. So you're not marketing, you're sharing. Because remember, marketing is about awareness. It just means letting people know that you can help them. So it's not selling. It's just saying, hey, I have something. You know, if you see somebody ask a question in, you know, on Facebook or LinkedIn or wherever, and you can answer the question, you're not trying to sell them anything. You're basically sharing that you have knowledge that they're seeking. Remember, people want to pay for solutions because they have a problem. And one of the best ways to let people know you have solutions is to share your expertise. So by reframing marketing as sharing, it was much easier for me than to share a blog post. Or if somebody said, can somebody help me with, you know, I don't know, an Infusionsoft problem, I'm happy to pay for your time. And I'm like, yeah, I can do that. So it really helped reframe it until I really kind of understood how marketing worked. But first of all, you need to realize if you're in this for the long haul and you want a long-term, profitable, sustainable business, you're going to have to learn marketing. That's the difference between those that throw in the towel and those that don't. Now, I'm not saying you have to be a marketing expert, but if you really want to stand out above the crowd, then you're going to need to engage in marketing your services. And so this is one of the reasons I tell people to learn all things marketing. All things digital marketing is what I should be saying, because digital marketing is, as you've probably heard me say, is what all successful online businesses use. And as a VA, you're an online business owner. You have an online business, and you should also be following the same strategies and tactics of those who are successful. So marketing is a system. It's rinse and repeat. It's about tracking and tweaking what doesn't work. So it's ongoing. It's not something that you just stop doing. And that's what digital marketing is all about, because you can set up digital marketing to do the heavy lifting and market your business 24/7. So you can get on to living your life or doing your work or whatever it needs to be. So marketing is sharing. And the best way to get clients is to have effective marketing. And I'm not talking about joining groups full of VAs and waiting for a post that says, hey, I'm looking for help. That's not a long-term strategy. And that's a difficult one to win in, because there's thousands of others waiting for the same thing. If you want to stand out and you want to be self-sufficient, in other words, take control of your future, then marketing is the way to do that. So embrace all things digital marketing, because it can really make a difference. And it's not difficult. It's about reframing it from thinking of as selling to thinking of it as sharing. So this is really for those of you who, again, think marketing is icky or yucky or it's uncomfortable. But marketing isn't selling. It's simply sharing your expertise. It's sharing your knowledge. If somebody needs help, you can share that knowledge. And that doesn't mean you shouldn't be paid for it, because that's how you make a living. So first off,
maybe reframe it from selling to sharing, because that's what you're doing. Remember, marketing is awareness, and you can have the best thing ever in the entire world, but if nobody knows about it, nobody's going to buy it, and you're not going to have a business. So that's why marketing is so crucial. Marketing is just letting people know that you can help them and how. So I just want to give you some simple tips, six simple tips that can get you started on the road to feeling more comfortable with marketing your business. And the biggest ones, my friend, or the biggest one, I should say, is you want to hang out with your target or your niche. So entrepreneurs and small business owners, that's not a niche. It's industry-based or profession-based. So it's coaching industry or health and wellness industry. Okay. And then profession would be a specific thing that somebody does within an industry. So health and wellness industry could be a chiropractor or a health coach. So really getting clear on who you want to help is so important to your long-term success. And I have a free masterclass all about niching down and getting clients. You're welcome to listen to it. I've put a link below. It's a four video series that will really help you get clear on that. But you want to hang out where your market hangs out. Where does your target market or niche hang out? That's where you want to be. Again, not in groups for VAs, unless VAs are who you are servicing and you're helping. But if you're helping business coaches or life coaches, then that's where you want to be. It could be a Facebook group. It could be a LinkedIn group. But you want to be where they are, because those are the people you're trying to help. Then you want to listen. So be a fly on the wall and really listen to what they're talking about. So for instance, if you're offering WordPress services and you're in a group full of business coaches and they're going, my website sucks, it gets no traffic, or the traffic that comes, you know, they're not downloading my freebie, you know, and maybe you can then say, hey, I can certainly have a look at it for you and give you a quick tips on maybe how you can make it better. Again, I'm not selling, I'm simply sharing that I'm willing to help you because you have a problem. Everybody has a problem and they're willing to pay for the solution. You have the solution. And creating what I call an FAQ notebook or a document based on questions, issues, and complaints, that's gold, because then you'll know what your market's looking for. And then, you know, be of service. Actually help people. You know, give before you get. Remember, this is a relationship-based business. Cold selling doesn't work. It may work for the short term, but it is not a long-term strategy for success. I know for myself, when I, for instance, connect with somebody on LinkedIn, and the first thing they do is send me, hey, Susan, I can do, you know, logos or graphics or copywriting. Yeah, no, I don't know you, and that's not a way to build a relationship. You want to give before you get. So share something with them, right? Share a document or a link to something, or give them an answer to one of their questions. This is how you start that relationship. People are going to remember that you helped them, and they're going to go, hey, let me find out more about what Susan does. Right? Focus on not the how, but how you help them. So in other words, not, you know, I do X, Y, and Z in WordPress. No, what does it do for them? Well, it helps drive more traffic and make you more money and attract more of your dream clients or whatever it might be. So really focus on the benefits and solutions. So what is the solution to the problem? How can you provide that? So again, going back to my WordPress example, my WordPress website sucks. What can I do? Well, one of the benefits or offers that I have is I will do audits of, you know, business coaches' websites and then give them tips on how to fix it. That could be a paid, that could be just some simple tips. I really am not an advocate of doing work for free, so that would be an audit for me, and I say I could audit that for you and then give you some steps on how to fix it, or I can fix it for you. Okay. That's really important. And then measure your results. You know, are you getting new connections on LinkedIn? Or are people reaching out and asking to sign up for a discovery session with you? That's really what's important. It's not about the likes and the comments. It's about the results that you're getting. Are people actually coming to you for help? Are you selling more services? Right? Are there more eyes on what it is that you're selling? And then last but not least, if somebody reaches out to you, whether it's a, you know, a direct message or something like that, or even an email, follow up until they tell you to leave them alone. That is one of the best ways to get clients. I got more clients that way because I was the only one who was persistent And I continued to follow up. Short and sweet, I was just looking for a decision so I could move on. But remember, people are busy and don't automatically think they don't want to work with you. A lot of times they're just overwhelmed and they forget. So, you know, take it upon yourself to follow up with them. It doesn't have to be a sales call. It can just say, hey, I just wanted to follow up, see if you had any more questions or if there was anything I could help you with, and leave it at that. I even got to the point where I would say, you know, please let me know so I quit pestering you. And that's all I needed to know. But realize sometimes it takes some people 7 to 10 times to see your message or see you on social media or see your content before they make a decision and take some type of an action. So these are just some simple tips. And remember, sharing. You can simply start with answering people's questions. I mean, there were times when all I did was copy something I found in Google and paste the link for them. Made a huge difference. They remember how I made them feel. I was helpful to them. That's what you're looking for. Remember, it's all about relationship-based sales. Sales is after marketing. So what do I mean by that? It means get them on the phone, have an interview with them, and then do a sales call. But you can't get them on the phone until you've had a chance to get their attention. That's what marketing is. So marketing is all about sharing. So I've given you some resources. I mentioned my masterclass, Getting Clients Masterclass, which is free. But if you're somebody who's really looking to dive more into digital marketing and really understand how it makes a difference in your VA business, then make sure to check out my VA success system. You know, putting in those solid business systems, which marketing is one of those, is such a game changer for you if you're looking again for profitability and sustainability. If this is going to be your livelihood for the long term, then you really need to embrace all things marketing. So thanks for listening. Please, if you're not a subscriber, feel free to subscribe. And if you are, thank you as always for being here for listening as well. And I'll see you guys next week.